This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
And Sean Connery, commander of a Russian submarine with a Scottish accent.
Still working on those impressions.
Did you know that in the film The Hunt for Red October, that they couldn't get Sean Connery to sound more Russian, so they hired all the bit actors around him originally to speak, you know, with a Russian accent, but instead they chose to hire, they fired all those guys and hired guys that sounded Scottish to make Sean Connery sound more Russian. Bizarre, right?
Okay, yeah, that is bizarre.
Yeah. Anyway, I've never seen the film. It's Captain Kick-Ass, in case you're wondering, yes.
I've never seen the film. Is it good?
It was at the time. I haven't seen it in years. I mean, it's probably 30 years old by now or something.
Interesting. Well, you brought in an interesting article about moral grandstanding.
I did?
You did. Well, nice. I assume you did. Somebody did.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was you.
Yeah.
And it comes to us from the Zero Hedge, who evidently writes all of their articles under the pseudonym Tyler Durden, which is kind of a screwed up way to keep contributors from actually getting credit for things they wrote. I mean, it's going to be hard to use it on your writing resume if you're not actually credited.
Well, if you don't want credit for it, then that's fine.
Sure.
So I get that nobody gets credit for it, but I think they're doing it to be kind of cool and edgy, or at least at the time whenever Zero Hedge came out.
Yeah.
Right, because of the reference, obviously.
I mean, I don't get why they would do it with this particular article. Are You a Moral Grandstander by Tyler Durden, of all people? Clearly, they haven't read the book and may not have watched the movie in quite a while.
Is that irony?
It is definitely irony, yeah. So, do you strongly agree with the following statements? When I share my moral political beliefs, I do so to show people who disagree with me that I am better than them. I share my moral political beliefs to make people who disagree with me feel bad. When I share my moral political beliefs, I do so in the hopes that people different from me will feel ashamed of their beliefs. I can't imagine anyone, even the most obvious moral grandstander, actually having the self-awareness to answer yes to any of those questions.
It's weird because I feel like most people who are either, you know, hardcore Democrat or hardcore Republican would answer yes to all three of those.
Really?
Yeah, I would actually think some of the more extreme left or right, either side, would definitely say yes to at least some of those. Possibly
particularly if they're like in a debate or argument with somebody from the opposing team, so to speak.
I mean, the red team thinks the blue team is stupid, and the blue team thinks the red team is evil. So
right.
Yes, but it requires more self-awareness than any of them have to answer yes to those questions.
I mean, perhaps they can answer that question in retrospect based on their past performance in, arguing with the other team.
What I find most interesting about this article is when he goes on to say, moral grandstanding seems to be everywhere these days. As clinical psychologist Joshua Grubbs knows, perhaps part of the reason so many of us are so awful to each other so much of the time is related to a desire to show off to like-minded others. In essence, sometimes we behave poorly in an effort to gain the respect and esteem of folks who are like us, which is an interesting phenomenon, and it's why it caught my attention, because it reminds me of an article called Angry Mob. Wait, that's not the right one. I clicked too far. I was the mob until the mob came for me. It's a really fascinating article. I mean, we've all seen this on the internet, right? The mob mentality.
Yeah, when you read that sentence, the first thing I thought of was cancel culture, because that's basically what it's describing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the article here says, I drive food delivery for an online app to make rent and support myself and my young family. This is my new life. I once had a well-paid job in what might be described as the social justice industry. it's curious to me that you can get a job doing that.
I didn't realize that was an industry.
I didn't either.
It's an industry.
My God.
Then I upset the wrong person, and within a short window of time, I was considered too toxic for my employer. I was publicly shamed, mobbed, and reduced to a symbol of male privilege. I was cast out of my career and my professional community. Writing anything under my own byline now would incite a renewal of this mobbing, which is why I am writing this under a pseudonym. In my previous life, I was a self-righteous social justice crusader. I would use my mid-sized Twitter and Facebook platforms to signal my wokeness on topics such as LGBT rights, rape culture, and racial injustice. Many of the opinions I held then are still opinions that I hold today. But I now realize that my social media hyperactivity was, in reality, doing more harm than good. Within the world created by the various apps I used, I got plenty of shares and retweets. And that's Pavlovian through and through. That's Pavlov's dog getting the little treat to make it keep ringing the bell.
It's also
right?
How you become an influencer is by getting retweeted and followed.
Well, influencer, I mean, sure.
These terms are...
But this masked how ineffective I had become outside in the real world. The only causes I was actually contributing to were the causes of mobbing and public shaming, and, he doesn't specify it, but I'm going to, his own ego. Real change does not stem from public shaming and mobbing. They only cause division, alienation, and bitterness. How did I become that person? It happened because it was exhilarating. Being part of the mob is always exhilarating. That's how they get away with doing things like pulling the three black men, was it four black men, out of prison in Georgia and hanging them. Every time I would call someone racist or sexist, I would get a rush. That rush would then be reaffirmed and sustained by the stars, hearts, and thumbs up that constitute the nickels and dimes of social media validation. The people giving me these stars, hearts, and thumbs up were engaging in their own cynical game. A fear of being targeted by the mob induces us to signal publicly that we are part of it. This is something I've experienced directly when I was arguing with the liberal redneck a few years ago. It became painfully obvious that it doesn't matter who you are, the mob will turn and hang you with the guilty if you dare speak against them.
I agree.
Okay.
This is not controversial.
Yeah, I mean,
well, it is.
Well,
it's just not in this room.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I mean, there is obviously a mob mentality. There always has been, and how do human beings get around it? You know, like that's my question.
Individualism.
I've gotten around it, but like, I mean, you can't escape the mob, right? If an angry mob is out to get you.
Yeah.
You know,
you just have to have more bullets than they do.
Yeah, or be quicker on the feet or have a faster car or whatever, right?
Yeah. You know. Just a few years ago, many of my friends and peers who self-identify as liberals or progressives were open fans of provocative stand-up comedians like Sarah Silverman and shows like South Park. Today, such material is seen as deeply problematic or even labeled as hate speech. I went from minding my own business when people told risque jokes to practically fainting when they used the wrong pronoun or expressed a right-of-center view. I went from making fun of the guy who took edgy jokes too seriously to being that guy. When my call-outs were met with approval and admiration, I was lavish with praise. Thank you so much for speaking out. You're so brave. Then one day, suddenly, I was accused of some of the very transgressions I'd called out at others. I was guilty, of course. There's no such thing as due process in this world. And once judgment has been rendered against you, the mob starts combing through your past, looking for similar transgressions that might have been missed at the time. I was now told that I'd been creating a toxic environment for years at my workplace, that I'd been making the space around me unsafe through microaggressions and macroaggressions alike. Microaggressions irritate me as a thing that people take seriously anywhere in the world, because they don't have anything realistic to be upset over or to be offended about. They just sort of invent them and call them microaggressions. Social justice is a surveillance culture, a snitch culture. The constant vigilance on the part of my colleagues and friends did me in. That's why I'm delivering sushi and pizza. But I'm not complaining. It's honest work, and it's led me to discover how to interact with people in the real world. I am a kinder and more respectful person now that I'm not regularly on social media attacking people for being kind and respectful. Have you been targeted by one of these people? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com, and it allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. So we're going to move on here from the discussion of the social justice warrior crap, and we're going to talk about Hong Kong and China. Because evidently the Saudi prince recently said something to the effect of he had no problem with what the Chinese government was doing to the Uyghur population.
Yeah, oh, really? I missed that.
Saudi government's like, yeah, go ahead. We don't care.
Now, this presents an interesting problem for me as an anarchist and an advocate of non-aggression. We can't allow the Chinese government to continue doing that to millions of people. It's a modern Holocaust.
Right.
But what do we do?
Well, we're not.
If ever there was a justification for a war, that would be it.
Well,
am I willing to say that it's justified to go to war? I don't think I am.
Well, and I mean, you know, we're talking about the proverbial we, right? So,
correct.
You know, as an individualist, I don't subscribe to the we. So it comes down to individual action. Do you care enough about it to, you know, I don't know, book a flight and go over there and, you know, take up arms and start organizing people and, you know, that kind of a thing?
You know, the U.S. doesn't seem very likely to me to actually go to war with the country that builds all our stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the U.S. military, you know, doesn't, if they wanted to intervene, they could, you know, under the guise of, hey, you know, here's a regime that is oppressing and otherwise, you know, murdering and, you know, et cetera and so forth. But, I mean, they would just be making a hypocritical stance, right?
For all its technology and all its so-called superiority, the U.S. military hasn't even been able to win in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, they're not trying to. I mean, realistically, if the United States military was actually trying to win in Iraq and Afghanistan, those places would have been leveled that day.
Yeah, what's the meme there? It's don't confuse fighting for oil with fighting for freedom.
Yeah, right? I mean, they're fighting with one hand behind their back. I mean, they're sparring. They're preparing to go to war with Russia or China. So, that's all it is. It's sparring matches. So anyway, in Hong Kong, evidently someone set themselves on fire today. The guy did not die, thankfully.
I thought he was set on fire by others. Like, there were some protesters.
Really?
Yeah, I believe there were some protesters, you know, clad in black or what have you, according to the article from, I think it was the New York Post.
Yeah, I clicked off of it because it only had, like, three sentences to it. But yeah, apparently a man was set on fire for disagreeing with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong on Monday. They include the video. I'm not going to watch it right now.
Yeah.
That's
probably just the still image is pretty disturbing. You can literally see the guy is on fire.
The man who hurled expletives at the black-clad protesters and told them, "You're all not Chinese," was suddenly engulfed in flames after protesters doused him with a liquid, according to the video and CNN. The man survived by ripping off his T-shirt and is in critical condition. Monday, unfortunately, was one of the most violent days so far in Hong Kong. Protesters have been shot by police. So
yeah,
it's...
Again,
there's a few things that, you know, I can comment on immediately here. One is, you know, they're saying pro-democracy, and we've touched on the mob mentality already a bit
right,
in the previous segment. So democracy is the mob mentality, right? It's 51% telling the other 49% what they can and can't do. So that's the mob mentality. And then the other thing here is freedom of speech, right? So, you know, this guy might not like what these people are doing, and so he yells a bunch of stuff at them. Does that give them the right to douse him with some sort of flammable and set him on fire? I don't think so.
I would agree.
I don't agree with setting this guy on fire. He wasn't a cop, so he wasn't
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's plenty of people on the planet who have said things that I have disagreed with at one point in my life or another, whom, you know, I may have thought, well, that was really dumb. I wish he were set on fire or something like that, right? You know, just in your mind as you're going through, you know, what, you know, stupid people say sometimes, right? But I would never actually do something like that. So he must have said something rather provocative, right? I'm no translator of the Chinese language, but like to get himself set on fire. Either that or these folks, these black-clad protesters, were acting within the mob mentality. And, like, one guy's like, let's set him on fire. Yeah, right. And everybody just got behind him, and that whole gang mentality kicked in, and pff, the dude was set on fire.
That's a dangerous mentality. Because once that ball starts rolling, you really can't stop it.
Riots, right, mob mentality. This is how riots start.
This has been going on in Hong Kong now for, what, 6-7 months?
It's been a while, yeah.
They're entering their 6th month now, evidently. Hong Kong police opened fire and hit at least one protester today, media reported, as chaos erupted across the city a day after officers fired tear gas to break up demonstrations that are entering their 6th month. What are these people doing for work? I can't take off for 6 months to go protest. How are they surviving?
I thought that about, like, the Occupy movement, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, how don't you people have any, you know, I mean, how do you, you know?
Well, the Occupy movement was, like, a bunch of upper middle class and lower upper class white college kids who were just living. Mom, I need more money for Starbucks. Can you cash at me $50?
Right, but it wasn't just in New York, Wall Street, right? That spread to like other cities, right? I was in Seattle at the time, and I was at work one day, and all of a sudden one of my coworkers gets up and walks over to the window and looks out, and he's like, looks like the occupiers have joined, Seattle has now an Occupy movement, and so we just kind of stood there and watched the parade happen. I call it a parade, but it was, you know, them doing their thing because we worked in the downtown area. But
then you got back to work because you're an adult and you have responsibilities and a job to do, right?
Yeah, and, you know, bills and rent and, you know, all the fun stuff of life.
I don't understand how they do it, but police fired live rounds at protesters on the eastern side of Hong Kong Island, cable TV and other Hong Kong media reported. Cable TV said one protester was wounded when police opened fire. Video footage showed a protester lying in a pool of blood with his eyes wide open. Police also pepper sprayed and subdued a woman nearby as plastic crates were thrown at officers, the video shared on social media showed. Now, what bothers me about this is that the Chinese government is allowing this to happen. They're allowing these protests to happen. I would think that Tiananmen Square showed us that when the Chinese government gets sick of it, they're going to bring down the full might of the military on Hong Kong, and Hong Kong is going to be forced to comply or die.
You would think.
Yeah, and it looks like, the thing about Hong Kong is that they're perfectly willing to die. They're showing it right here.
I don't know. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Are you sick of hearing the same crap on libertarian podcasts? Inside jokes, interviews of the same person you've heard 50 times? Then you need to listen to the Lava Flow podcast. No nonsense and to the point. Get the information you need and get out. You won't hear the latest libertarian circle jerk news here, but instead hard-hitting anti-statist news with me, Roger Paxton, shooting from the lip. LAVA stands for Libertarian, Anarcho-Capitalist, Voluntarist, and Agorist. And if you think you fit any of these categories, then this is the podcast for you. Listen now at thelavaflow.com to find out what's rustling my jimmies, what's in the news, the latest bad cop, stupid stuff statists are saying, and so much more. You can find out more and subscribe on any podcatcher at thelavaflow.com. That's thelavaflow.com, part of the Pax Libertas Productions podcast network.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On this Veterans Day, President Trump pays tribute to veterans in New York City.
Our veterans risked everything for us. Now it is our duty to serve and protect them every single day of our lives. It is truly an honor to come back to New York City, right here at Madison Square Park, to be the first president ever to attend America's parade.
The president's comments come as many patriotic flag-waving Americans were attending the Veterans Day parade in New York City. It's a frigid Veterans Day across a good portion of the United States as an Arctic air mass is bringing snow and ice to areas from the Rocky Mountains all the way to northern New England.
It feels too early for snow. It just, I've been here 60 years, I've never experienced winter coming so early.
That man speaking to WFLD in Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call with our toll-free number. Talk about whatever you'd like. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Michael.
And the captain.
So I've got to ask, where do you want to be in late February? How about Anarchapulco with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Doug Casey, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, and so many more big names. And with Free Talk Live. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and the central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort, February the 13th through the 16th. Visit Anarchapulco.com for 10% off with the promo code FTL. That's Anarchapulco.com, promo code FTL. So I've been informed that it's Veterans Day.
It is Veterans Day. So I know I've heard many times today already in my main job and then just being out and about several people using the phrase, thank you for your service.
Yeah, to the oil companies?
Yeah, what?
To the state apparatus?
I mean, there's, amongst the libertarian community, there's the thought that, you know, those folks who, quote, served, unquote, really only served,
Well, they literally served. I think that's fair to say. They did serve.
They served in the military. They guarded the poppy fields or whatever.
But did they do anything to bring us more freedoms and civil liberties or increase the ones that we already have?
Or even to protect the ones that we already have? Are you a veteran? veteran? Do you think you fought for our freedom?
I would like to issue a challenge. If you are a veteran of the United States military, please give us a call. I would like to know specifically what you did while you were in the military that resulted in, you know, the rest of us having more freedom or more civil liberty.
Yeah, meanwhile, we're losing civil liberty and freedom all over the United States with things like the Patriot Act, the FEMA Act, the... I can't think of any more off the top of my head. Oh, the, you know, the Snowden leaks, Julian Assange being held in the UK's prisons indefinitely, awaiting extradition to the United States for being a journalist who said things that the United States government didn't care for. And all of this happened while the military is over in Afghanistan guarding poppy seeds and in Iraq.
Doing God knows what.
War crimes? Doing war crimes
there
in Iraq.
The biggest threats to our freedom is literally in Washington, D.C., and you're a military veteran. You were over in Iraq. What were you doing in Iraq and not in Washington?
I would like to thank the veterans who've sort of come out of the fog of statism and come around to the knowledge that they only served a master. They didn't actually fight for anybody's freedom and, in fact, have turned their energies, you know, now towards the real enemy of freedom, which, of course, we know as the government.
So evidently, Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day back in 1919. It was the first anniversary of the end of World War One, where, you know, they thought they had established the League of Nations and they had figured it out and there were going to be no more wars like that.
Ever again.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, that didn't last long.
So, evidently, we're celebrating the armistice. Somehow that got twisted into Veterans Day.
Well, it did in the U.S.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know.
The rest of the world still celebrates Armistice Day and still remembers. So,
in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name from Armistice Day to Veterans Day.
So thanks, Dwight.
Yeah, around the time of the senseless fighting in Asia began, he was like, oh, we need more jingoism in our lives. Let's take this World War celebration and change its name because we're busy starting new world wars.
Do you think, you know, I don't know, my grandparents weren't alive for World War, or if they were, I never got to ask them this question, but during World War One, did they just call it the World War, or did they call it World War One as if they were expecting to have to number these things?
I think they just called it the War.
The War?
Great War. As I understand it, they called it the Great War.
All right, so then how did it become World War One?
World War II happened.
So then we retroactively named the Great War World War One. Is that what happened? We sort of backdated.
Well, we couldn't call it the Great War.
Isn't that like revisionist?
After World War II, because it was greater in all levels.
Yeah.
When World War One ended, as I understand, some people started calling it literally the war to end all wars, which is what they thought was going to happen.
It's my problem with government nomenclature and that kind of thing. Like, they always misname things, right? You know?
If it was going to be the war to end all wars, it would have happened that Christmas Day when Allied troops and German troops actually, like, got out of the trenches and, you know, came so close to realizing that they were puppets in a system designed by warlords to kill each other on behalf of those warlords.
Yeah.
So close, but it didn't happen.
What a beautiful, peaceful moment in the heat of all of that, right? You know what I mean? And then, like, they're like, oh, okay, let's go back to killing each other.
Yeah. And evidently, during the American Civil War, the same sort of thing happened a lot with soldiers crossing camps to spend time with their brother who was fighting on the other side.
I wonder if that happened in, like, you know, the Native American tribes, right, when they went to war with each other, you know, if they were ever, like, in the middle of a war, and they were like, all right, hang on, everybody, let's just take a minute, let's smoke the peace pipe, you know what I mean? I'd be curious.
So, in Europe, Great Britain and the Commonwealth countries, it is common to observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m., every November the 11th.
I'm sorry, can we just call it Britain? Because there's that word again, right? Great Britain. Like, really? What's so frickin' great about it, right?
Well, they haven't been great in a long time. Yeah, and it's a fair point. We haven't had to call them great since, like, 1776.
They're just sort of mediocre Britain, right?
Their healthcare system is not good. So, 18.2 million living veterans served during at least one war as of 2018. That's
Sad.
What, about 7% of the American population?
Yeah.
None of them, of course, did anything to help the American people as far as freedom and democracy goes and all that nonsense. And all they managed to do, really, was give Al-Qaeda back to Afghanistan and give Iraq to ISIS.
Yeah, and isn't that whole area like where, you know, traditionally governments go to die? Right? Isn't that didn't Russia sort of take over the Afghanistan area or attempt to?
Yeah.
And they faced the same thing that the U.S. military faced, which is like, you know, under weaponized.
The United States military was weaponizing them.
Okay.
So they had closer to contemporary cutting edge weapons when they were fighting Russia.
Sure, but they still faced almost the exact same circumstances, which is a bunch of dudes hiding in caves that they couldn't kill them all, and you know they keep coming out of the caves and firing and running back in the caves, and the more money they throw at it, the weaker their nation becomes, and eventually goes under.
Yeah, don't get into a land war in Asia.
These stats are amazing. 3 million veterans have served in support of the war on terrorism. Now, that's how History.com phrases it.
The so-called war on terrorism.
Yes.
War on verbs, right? Or is it an adjective?
Is terrorism a noun?
Is it a person, place, or thing?
Yes.
Terrorism is a thing. Okay, so what's the definition or History.com's definition of terrorism?
I don't know, but I know my definition of terrorism, and it generally includes everything that the state has ever done. Connecticut was home to the highest percentage of World War II veterans as of 2018. That's a completely useless stat. That took longer to read and write than anyone should have been willing to listen to or to spend.
What was even the point of that?
2 million veterans served during the Korean War. As of 2000, it's still talking about that stupid, useless crap. So, evidently, the United States has a really big habit, a really bad habit of taking people and turning them into veterans, using poverty and things like that to entice young people into going and fighting in foreign countries and dying.
Why don't presidents fight the wars?
Why do they only send the poor?
Right.
855-450-3733. Have you fought for our freedom? Are we only allowed this radio show by the grace of your service? 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and the Captain.
And we've issued a challenge for all of the veterans out there who insist that they have fought for our freedom, because that is the lie that is peddled in order to convince these people to do this, right? You can't easily convince someone, okay, well, I want you to take this $12,000 a year as your total pay. I want you to go to Afghanistan, and I want you to fight for the next 13 months. And if you don't die and you come back, we might pay for your college, right? That's not going to convince very many people except the most poverty-stricken.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to weave mythology around it. And they have been extremely successful in doing that and convincing almost everyone in the United States that this is all about protecting their freedom, to the extent that you're not allowed to say, okay, the American freedom is not being protected or helped in any way by invading Syria or by attacking Iraq.
Yeah, this is another one of those, like, ripping the rug out from people, right? Why they react the way they do when presented with facts and evidence. Nobody likes to be told that Santa Claus isn't real, right? When you've been lied to all of your life, and, you know, just to clarify my stance, I believe that people do things like join the military or get into politics, right? Because they want to do good.
Sure.
Right? You know, they have noble intent, right? But, you know.
But there's a huge disconnect between what they want to do and what they actually end up doing.
Exactly. And if you look at the facts and the evidence, like, it's impossible to do what you intend to do by doing those things.
And the other thing is, it's extremely difficult to get people to change their beliefs. If somebody has this belief structure in their head that they think governments should exist, America's good and a free country, and the military is fighting for our freedom. If people have these belief systems and almost no amount of evidence will convince people otherwise.
Well, and it's like any other cult. It's a matter of personal investment, how much emotional energy, spiritual energy, what have you, they've invested into it. The more they've invested, the harder it is for them to let go of it. That's why cults throughout the world, you know, end up so successful. And I don't like referring to them as successful, but they are.
Well, so if you set out to, you know, sort of dominate the world, control all of the money, the valuables, you know, all of the land, and, you know, basically dictate what people can and can't do, well, then government is very successful as an organizational type, right?
Sure.
But if you set out to do things like make people free, right, you know, ensure that, you know, you and only you get to decide how to run your life and nobody else can tell you how to run your life, then government is an epic failure because that, you know, it claims to do all that, but it doesn't actually do that.
And it's constitutionally incapable of doing that. I mean, by design, it exists counter to the protection of rights and freedom. It's the only thing on the globe that exists counter to freedom, rights, and, you know, basic human decency.
And I mean, that's what governments are for.
Well, it's the only human organization type that is 100% based on violence and coercion, right? Which is kind of redundant. But.
Well, I don't know if 100% is accurate anymore, not with the religion that they've wrapped around it, where it's based entirely, not entirely, it's based as much on that false belief as it is on the actual violence.
Well, sure, it certainly indoctrinates and otherwise brainwashes folks into a belief system that they wouldn't otherwise have if they were presented with accurate facts and data for that entire period of time. But its only tool, the only thing government ever uses to get its way, is violence.
That's the only tool it has.
That's the only thing that it does. That's all it ever does, right? Every law is just a piece of paper with words on it with a gun hiding behind it, because if you violate one or more of them in such a way and they go, oh, you must pay us or you must go to jail. And if you go, well, I didn't hurt anybody or bring any harm to anybody's property, they go, well, we don't care. And they eventually will send men in costumes with arms, right, guns specifically. And if you resist those guys, they purport the authority to shoot you.
And if you happen to be the recipient of some of this nice government money, that money is either stolen from somebody else or printed out of thin air, which basically steals from everybody.
It's sad to think, but you absolutely can die in the United States as a result of a nonviolent, no victim misdemeanor. Let's say you're caught selling pot, and let's say you bail out or whatever, and then you ignore the summons and all of that going forward. You don't actually go to your court date. Eventually, cops will show up, and they will attempt to kidnap you.
You don't even have to go that far. You can just be standing on the street corner in New York City selling loose cigarettes.
Yeah, and get choked to death. Or just be homeless and laying out on the streets in, I think it was in Arizona, Kelly Thomas.
Yeah. Oh, the New York guy, the cigarette guy, right? He was selling loose cigarettes, and like the cops choked him
and killed
him. He's dead. Right?
That cop finally lost his job a couple months ago.
Or, I mean, you could just wander into the wrong person's apartment and shoot them.
Only if you're a cop.
Yeah. And relatively get, well, no, she got sentenced to 10 years, didn't she?
Yeah, but she's fighting that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody appeals
that. Got suicided, got Epstein'd.
Every
Epstein'd. It's no verb, right? You've been Epstein'd.
Yeah. So, murdering is ultimately what the state does, and all of its little laws are, you know, ultimately backed by violence and the threats of violence.
They change the word for when they do it, right? When everybody else does it, you know, it's murder, it's, you know, theft, it's all the, but when they do it, it's
keeping the peace.
Oh, what was my favorite one? It's a kinetic military action. Right, like, no, we're bombing, we're killing, we're murdering people, right? You know, so I'm always very careful when, you know, hearing anything about what government's doing to really observe the words that they're using, right? The vernacular,
the euphemisms,
you know, all the things, because generally speaking, if you really look at what they're saying, it's actually something else that they would, you know, kill you and I for if we did the same thing.
Yeah. But I mean, that's how morality works here in just human existence in general. We create these loopholes within it that allow these authority figures to break our moral bound, our moral tenets in the goal of supporting and propping up those moral proclamations. It is inherently contradictory.
Yeah,
they use murder to keep people from murdering, right?
Yeah, the degree of the degree of what is done human beings buy into because there's a degree of separation, right? And that degree of separation, particularly when it comes to murder, is that, it's okay when this organization does it.
Yeah.
Right? But it's not okay when I do it.
Right.
Right.
I mean, we were talking about the military. Most of them don't go into it wanting to, you know, work for oil companies or whatever. And neither do most cops go into it wanting to give people tickets for cracked windshields or whatever. They go into it because they want to make the world a better place. And they've been swept up in that mythology that is the way to make the world a better place. They can help society and keep the peace, law and order, all of that stuff. And then they become so invested, they just can't break out of it.
And everybody thinks that
they revolve their entire life to be a lie.
They believe that the government is some sort of a social organization, right?
Yeah.
And they can't separate society from government, right? They think they're the same thing. It's like, well, no, they're not. Society exists independently of government. I say this all the time to people that I talk to. I'm like, look, society is a whole separate thing from government. Right, and because they think, oh my gosh, if government goes away, society will collapse. Well, no, just government collapses. Society remains.
That's like arguing that a painter needs a painting in order for the painter to exist. I mean, society is the painter, right?
Right.
And government, for better or worse, is a product of that society.
It's just an organization type. It's archaic. It's barbaric. It's murderous. It's all of the bad things that you can think of. If there's a bad thing that you can think of, government not only does it, but is probably the best at it and has done it the most.
Yeah, like, no Ted Bundy or Charles Manson or any other serial killer ever racked up numbers anywhere close.
No, not even close.
To the government. In all of the history of all the serial killers, no one has tortured more people, no one has killed more people than governments. And these are the people we are trusting to protect us from the serial killers and the torturers.
Now, if you want to be a serial killer, the best thing you can do is go become a cop. Then you can shoot people all you want.
Or a soldier. Yeah. Either one. Just work for the government and you can kill as many people as you want. It's absolutely disgraceful. These people, the institution does not exist to do anything else. It exists by murdering, by torturing. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live, or use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.